Yes, sir.
Okay. This week's parasha is parasha's Balak. We have the first shmooze of the summer. Entes Vaikolel, Siyata Deshmaya. And I want to share with you a beautiful thought that I saw last night from Moshe Feinstein that I think hopefully will be a nice way for us just to get into the summer, just to get into what's happening. Probably the most famous pasuk in the parasha, maybe one of the most famous pasuk in the entire Torah, is Nisik's parasha. A pasuk that we're very familiar with from Tefila in the morning. Sometimes you walk into a shul the minute you say this pasuk, Matovu, O Alecha Yaakov, Mishkanosecha Yisrael. Bilam looks out the Klal Yisrael, he tries so many times. Unfortunately, or thank God, unfortunately for him, fortunately for Klal Yisrael, unsuccessfully, to curse B'nai Yisrael, he sees it's not going to go anywhere, and before he gives the big brachos, he says, Matovu Alecha Yaakov, Mishkanosecha Yisrael. What inspired him to say that? What inspired Bilam to say, Matovu, how beautiful are your tents, Yaakov? So Rashi quotes from Chazal that he saw that their tents were not facing each other. Excellent. There was tznius, there was privacy. And therefore, he said, wow, this is a very, very special people. They weren't looking into each other's windows, they weren't, you know, peeking into each other's private domains, private property, and therefore, that was very inspiring to Bilam even, and so he gave B'nai Yisrael a bracha. That's the Rashi quotes. But there's another Chazal, the Gemara Masechet Bava Basra says, on Daf Samach, that from Bilam's brachos, we're able to see what he really had in mind. You know what he really had in mind, says the Gemara? He said, let's abolish and destroy all shuls from Klal Yisrael. Who needs shuls? Matovu Alecha Yaakov, Mishkanosecha Yisrael. What he really meant to do was to say, get rid of all the shuls, get rid of all the Batei Medrash. He really wanted to destroy those two things. So, at first glance, these two comments of Chazal seem like they have nothing to do with each other. The first one is, their tents weren't facing each other. The second one was, he wants to destroy the shuls, he wants to destroy the public meeting places. Are they two separate ideas, or do they have a common thread? So Moshe Feinstein says so beautifully, what a vart. Says Moshe, Bilam looked at Klal Yisrael, and he saw that their houses were amazing. The chinuch in the home was amazing. Look at them, they're so tzanua, they're so modest. The sign, the hallmark of a Jewish home is modesty and kedusha. So he said, you know what? They don't need shuls. They don't need public meeting places. They don't need any batei knesses, batei medrash, because after all, look at these homes. Let's destroy the shuls. Let's do away with all the batei medrash, all the gathering places communally for Klal Yisrael. What's the response? No. The response is, Matovu Alecha Yaakov, Mishkanosecha Yisrael. The home is great. The Jewish home is certainly the foundation of our religion. But the home is not enough. The home has to be complemented with other experiences as Jews, as a people, that impact us in a very, very real and deep way. And therefore, it's not just the beautiful home. It's not just that their homes were insulated. Their homes were pure, or tzanua. That does it. That did it for Klal Yisrael. But it's Matovu Alecha Yaakov, Mishkanosecha Yisrael. Moshe says, you know, this may be a source, if you will, for summer camps, and for social gatherings, and for healthy, beautiful concept of meeting places where we grow informally. We go to shul every single day. It's not a formal event, so to speak. It is, but it's not. We have a chance to unite together in a setting that's not necessarily a home setting, but it's a broader, more open, more involved, more colorful, if you will, atmosphere. And by doing so, it impacts us in different ways. You know, there's a famous question in psychology, nurture versus nature. If you know anything about psychology, you know that. If you take the AP, you don't take the AP, you don't take the AP. It's bullshit. Nurture versus nature. What's the chakira? What's the question? Nurture means what you get from your home. And nature means what you get from the environment around you. And which one is it? Is it your genes? Is it your biological makeup? Or is it your society, your environment? What's the answer? Both is the answer. In Yiddishkeit, the answer is both. Certainly what we get from our homes, what we get from our parents, from our family, it's certainly a big part of our existence. But don't underestimate the power, the energy, the inspiration that we get from being in an informal setting, that we get from being in a group. I mentioned to you yesterday as the opener for Kola, I was on Kola myself as a kid. 23 years ago is the right number, maybe 24, I'm not sure, I lose track. It's hard to imagine I'm that old, but I am. How old am I? Doesn't matter. Almost sorry. I try to forget about that. So, but it was quite a while ago. But I vividly remember the profound impact Kola had in my life, and not only in my life that summer, but for years after that. So much so, I'll tell you a personal anecdote. The second day of Kola, I'll say it anyway, just because it's family. My niece got married right before Pesach to Rabbi Benowitz's son, Yisrael. Yisrael's wife is Shani, now Benowitz, then Rothwax. She's my niece. My sister is her mother. And there was a beautiful chasna. And they had Shabbos in Tinek, in my brother-in-law's shul, Beth Aaron, on Shabbos Hagol. Yeah, very special. And it was an incredible Shabbos to have the Yudin family together with the Benowitz family and the Kamenetsky family for Shabbos. And it was just like an amazing Shabbos with beautiful Divrei Torah and singing in Ruach. I spoke at lunch to represent my family. I had this chus to speak, representing the Yudin part of the bunch at the lunch Suda. And I mentioned Rabbi Benowitz, before I spoke about Yisrael and Shani, I spoke about Rabbi Benowitz. And I spoke about the impact he's had on my life personally. Since the days he's been a madrich on this kolo, until this day, and it wasn't just him, but I got a little choked up. I'm a little bit of an emotional person, you don't know yet. I got a little choked up, because I realized that, of course, and I come from a wonderful family, Baruch Hashem, who has had an incredible life in my life, but I realized that this part of Moshe Feinstein in mind, how much it's a joint process, it's a joint effort. You know why your parents spent well over $7,000 to come send you here for the summer? It's not because they don't like you. It's because they love you. And it's not because they don't want you in their hair for the summer. Maybe for some of you also. But most likely it's because they realize the value that exists from the setting, from the joint effort of a cold experience. So we have to stop because I tried to keep my word. I want to stop and give you guys a little break before Chaburah. But I want to just share with you my bracha and my tefillah. We should be zocha to have in our lives both of these elements. Both be zocha to establish homes that are clear trademarks of what a Jewish home is supposed to be like, homes that will reflect Matov Olecha Yaakov, but also, in addition to that, find opportunities like the Ensis Rakola, like many others in our lives, to interact in a broader setting and realize the impact and the profound impression that those settings and those experiences have on our lives. We should be zochet to have nurture and nature. We should be zochet to have both pshatim and matov olecha Yaakov. We should be zochet to have all the brachos that exist in Ensis Hakol this summer showered upon us. And we should be zochet, most importantly, to grow as much as we can as Jews, as Bnei Torah, as wonderful people. Have a wonderful Shabbos, fellas. Ah, bon, là,